Today's the Wellness Talk, and we're speaking with Dr. Marnie Hartman, a Hospice of Haines board member who has joined us for today's Health and Wellness Talk to discuss the Taking Care Winter Series of events. Good morning, Marnie.
Good morning, Henry, and good morning, everyone out there in that Berlin Canal. Yeah, I am here today representing Hospice of Haines, and you know, the wintertime often gives us moments of some introspection, and there's lots of stuff out there these days on this idea of self-care and taking care. And I think sometimes it gets modeled with like, if I, you know, take a glass of wine to the bathtub, I'm taking time for myself, and that's self-care. And I think we lose the intention of self-care, which is really connection, right? So what do we need to do to connect to ourselves? And from there, how can we connect to others? And so this conversation sort of was started with some members of the hospice team. And together they developed this beautiful Taking Care a Winter Series. And it goes through all of January, all of February, and into March. And there's a couple things that are super exciting about it that I want to kind of highlight. But one of the biggest things is that we have lots and lots of events that are all free of charge to the community. And we are taking donations, and we happen to be in a matching grant kind of fundraising campaign at the same time. We got a matching grant from the beautiful Lucy Harrell Memorial Fund to match up to $10,000.
Wow.
Which really is huge. You know, when we kind of right now look at like, oh, we've raised, I don't remember the exact numbers, but let's say $2,500. And then we go, whoa, that's actually $5,000. You know, as a small organization, that makes a huge difference. So if you can only, you know, afford to give a dollar if you attend an event, that immediately turns into $2. And every time that happens, it just really adds up for us and the services that we are able to provide for Haines. And the great thing is right now, your donations can be your entry to attend these really cool events. And you also don't have to donate. So just to put that out there, that anybody can come. We did also get some funding from the End of Life Foundation in Alaska, which allowed us to provide for some rentals of places that the events are happening and to the people that are presenting, which is really great. So we have something happening almost every Thursday, many Saturdays, and many Sundays coming up. And I don't want to go through the entire list. You can find it posted all around town. You can find it online at our Hospice of Haines website. If you are not a subscriber of our kind of newsletter or e-news events, you can get onto Hospice of Haines website and subscribe, and then you get that delivered right to your inbox, which is great. So just to highlight a few of the fun things that are happening, Shannon McFeeters, who is our one paid employee, and I would say she's our angel of hospice. She keeps us going day in and day out. She is leading a series of kind of discussions and presentations that are really rooted in the hospice volunteer training. So the things that we discuss when you become a hospice volunteer. And I think this is a really great way if anybody has been thinking about becoming a volunteer, but, you know, maybe are hesitant to commit to a whole weekend training, they can dip into the topics that like feel like they resonate the most with them, and then see what it's all about. And, you know, a lot of these we talk about like caring for elders and having healthy boundaries. And really that just kind of bleeds over. It runs over into all things in life, right? Every one of us are aging. We don't like to talk about that, but we are. And every one of us will face death. We also don't like to talk about that, but it is true. And it's something that we kind of think about in hospice a lot. And I think when we think about it and when we talk about it, especially in community, it allows us to live a fuller, more authentic life, connected to ourselves, connected to the preciousness of the moments, as well as connecting to those around us. So just to give a few highlights on that, there's a caregiving tips and healthy boundaries course. There's elder care, kind of independent living and combating loneliness. There's dying in Haines, what happens, who helps, and what can we do now about kind of planning for that, which I was just having this conversation with some friends that, you know, we often think, again, that planning for death is something that we need to wait for. Either we wait for a terminal diagnosis, we wait to approach a certain age. And the truth is, if we don't plan and we don't have in writing what our death wishes are, somebody else is going to make those decisions for us. And that's putting those other people, often the people that we love, into kind of uncomfortable places. And the people that we love the most, and maybe we don't need to quantify that, but the people that we love who we would want to make those decisions might not be the people who fall into the legal category of making those decisions. Mm. So having those thoughts and conversations are not always comfortable, but they're super important. So those three events happen on Thursdays, starting at 11. And again, the dates are kind of listed on our website if you want to look those up. A couple other things to highlight is we have a Tai Chi / Qi Gong for Caregivers and Grieving Bodies. Ooh. By Marilyn Harold. And if you have not taken a class with Marilyn Harold, which I know, Henry, you have, it's really special. She is an incredible teacher, an incredible person to help you really kind of quiet the headspace and come into these beautiful bodies that we have that are temporary spaces and often hold so much emotional heaviness. And Qigong and Tai Chi, it's, you know, they're just traditional movements that allow you to connect to your physical being and your breath and sort of quiet the chatter. And oftentimes you just leave feeling, you know, like you got this beautiful bath of movement, right? I know. Yeah. That's a little funny, but like you just get to bathe yourself in breath and movement, which is really amazing. And you can do that at any physical level, right? You could be an ultra running athlete. You can also be somebody who it's really hard to get out of a chair. Maybe you can't even get out of a chair. Marilyn has a way to lead you through all of that. So if you're interested in that, that is happening on Saturdays from 10 to 11, starting, actually it started this past Saturday and it runs forward for the next 6 weeks. I think it would be a good idea to call and register for that. 766-3929 is the number for that. You can talk to Shannon.
Yeah, it sounded like there was a great turnout at that first session, and lots of different kinds of people enjoying the movement and getting all the benefits that come with it.
Yeah, so. That's so great, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, to connect in movement with our community, I think, well, everybody who knows me knows that that's a huge passion of mine. And then we also have on Saturday, February 3rd, we're doing our second movie night and discussion. We did this a couple Saturdays ago, and we showed the movie 2 Weeks, which we don't have to go through that because it was passed, but now we're showing the movie Being Mortal, which is a movie / documentary based on a book written by an oncology physician who is really faced with the fact that in Western medicine, as care providers, we often don't know how to talk to people about dying and we don't even offer it as an option. And he realizes that in his kind of career focus, that becomes something that's really important. And because he's been hesitant to talk about it and offer it as an option, he has, you know, maybe not actually provided the most compassionate care. And it's just a beautiful, beautifully presented story. He narrates it. They interview past patients, families of his. Bring your handkerchief if you come. And you know, again, a lot of us might feel a little squirmish about being okay with shedding some tears in public. And I'll just tell you that it's okay. Every one of us cries. And again, when we cry together, we actually create a lot more care for ourselves because it's not something we feel like we need to hide and feel shame around. But we also feel like we can care for others just by showing them that emotions are safe. So that's Saturday, February 3rd, 6:30 to 8:30, right here at the Chilkat Center in the lobby. And again, it's free. You're welcome to make a donation that gets doubled. Yay! and then there's every first Thursday of the month, there is a grief meeting that's open to anybody who wants to join in. And that's being led by Jen Hughes, who's a relatively new member of our community. And if you haven't had the pleasure of meeting Jen yet, when you meet her, you will know that she is just a very special, grounded, rooted human who is able to hold space for lots of variety of conversations. And she's currently working on her Master's of Divinity. Mm-hmm. And so she's been doing some work actually for her like hours with hospice. And she's just been a great support for us. And it's really nice to have her part of our community. So if you want to join a conversation on that, that's the first Thursday of every month. It happens in the Senior Village Community Room. And then three more things I just really want to highlight. One coming up Saturday, February 10th is Art Therapy for Seniors. So this is open for just 65 and up. Yay, you. From 2 to 4 p.m. at the Senior Center, art therapy led by Colleen Adams and Jim Dine Hart. They're creating whimsical hearts based on contemporary artist Jim Dine. Kind of just a great way to get your creative juices flowing. And again, that's self-care. When you really connect into that creative part of your inner nervous system, it really helps us to kind of come more forward as an authentic human. So those are great things. That is an RSVP, please. So you can call 766-3929 or text 314-3329. And two more fun things I just want to highlight in our last few minutes here. And I know this is a lot. Again, you can go to the Hospice of Haines website or Facebook page or just call 766-3929 and get some more information. But on Saturday, February 17th, there will be a death cafe. This is going to be hosted and facilitated by Ellen Larson, right here at the Chilkat Center from 2 to 4 p.m. We are putting a maximum number of people at 15. So if you're interested in that, again, reach out 766-3929 or text 314-3929. And if you've never attended a death cafe before, it's a fascinating experience. So the idea is to come together in a casual, familiar setting, like over coffee and cake, and talk about death and dying. And so oftentimes how it's run is some topics, everybody writes down a question that they maybe have pondered about death and dying. It goes into a hat and you break up into small groups and you pull one of those slips of papers out of the hat. And as a group, you just start talking about this little topic, this little question. And it's amazing to just see people's viewpoints come out and to see these really, you know, what for whatever reason culturally have become difficult conversations, which actually organically every one of us knows how to have. We all know how to die. It's part of our genes. And so when we stop pretending like that's not the truth, it feels really nice. So it's not about grief or counseling. There's no specific agenda. There's no expert teacher. There's no expert presenter. It's just a conversation for people who want to come together and have us, you know, kind of a directed conversation. So that Death Cafe itself is an international nonprofit organization. So you can go to their website, deathcafe.org, for more information. Or you're also welcome to email the host, ellen.larson@nau.edu. And the last little thing I want to tell you about is happening March 16th. This is forest healing therapy.
Ooh.
Have you heard about this?
I've heard of a forest bath before. Something in a similar vein, I'm guessing.
Something in a similar vein, which, yeah. You know, around here, sometimes I feel like, wow, who needs to like be specifically taken out into the forest and reminded that it's a beautiful thing for us to do? But it's true that we can become so ingrained in our worlds that we forget that the wild nature is all around us and it's important to our health and well-being. And Amy Creelman, who is a nurse here at the Search Clinic, she has actually gone through a certification for forest therapy. So it's a practice inspired by a traditional Japanese practice, also known as forest bathing, in response to increased stress in modern living and connectivity to technology and stressful, busy schedules. a forest therapy guide invites participants to unplug for a while and use their senses to experience and connect with nature and the beings in their immediate natural environment. Fascinating. Right. So again, you can call 907-766-3929 or text 314-3929 to RSVP or get any more information about that. And I'm just really thankful that you invited me in today to talk about Hospice of Haines. Yes. And our Taking Care of Winter series.
Well, thank you, Dr. Marnie Hartman. And yeah, everybody check out Hospice of Haines. You're tuned to KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Clukwan. This has been the Wellness Talk. And Marnie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Henry.
All right.